Chapter 17. Turn the gas off. Careful. 11. Everything. Feeling. Fill up. Fire. Forget. 44. Freeze. Gas. Immediately. Kettle. Kilometer. Kindergarten. Living. Meanwhile. Moment. Order. Pale. Phone handset. Pussycat. Quick. Quickly. Railway. Ring. Secretary. Sly. Slyly. So. Spread. Strange. Suddenly. Tap. Tell. Ticket. Train. Turn. Turn on. Turn off. 20. Voice. Warm. Warm up. Who. Will. Turn the gas off. It is 7 o'clock in the morning. David and Nancy are sleeping. Their mother is in the kitchen. The mother's name is Linda. Linda is 44 years old. She is a careful woman. Linda cleans the kitchen before she goes to work. She is a secretary. She works 20 kilometers away from San Francisco. Linda usually goes to work by train. She goes outside. The railway station is nearby, so Linda goes there on foot. She buys a ticket and gets on a train. It takes about 20 minutes to go to work. Linda sits in the train and looks out of the window. Suddenly, she freezes. The kettle. It is standing on the cooker, and she forgot to turn the gas off. David and Nancy are sleeping. The fire can spread on the furniture, and then Linda turns pale. But she is a smart woman, and in a minute she knows what to do. She asks a woman and a man who sit nearby to telephone her home and tell David about the kettle. Meanwhile, David gets up, washes, and goes to the kitchen. He takes the kettle off the table, fills it up with water, and puts it on the cooker. Then he takes bread and butter and makes sandwiches. Nancy comes into the kitchen. "Where is my little pussycat?" she asks. "I do not know," David answers. "Go to the bathroom and wash your face. We will drink some tea and eat some sandwiches now. Then I will take you to the kindergarten." Nancy does not want to wash. "I cannot turn on the water tap," she says slyly. "I will help you," her brother says. At this moment, the telephone rings. Nancy runs quickly to the telephone and takes the handset. "Hello, this is the zoo, and who are you?" she says. David takes the handset from her and says, "Hello, this is David." "Are you David Tweeter, living at 11 Queen Street?" the voice of a strange woman asks. "Yes," David answers. "Go to the kitchen immediately and turn the gas off," the woman's voice cries. "Who are you? Why must I turn the gas off?" David says in surprise. "Do it now," the voice orders. David turns the gas off. Nancy and David look at the kettle in surprise. "I do not understand," David says. "How can this woman know that we will drink tea?" "I am hungry," his sister says. "When will we eat?" "I am hungry too," David says, and turns the gas on again. At this minute, the telephone rings again. "Hello," David says. "Are you David Tweeter, who lives at 11 Queen Street? the voice of a strange man asks. Yes, David answers. Turn off the cooker gas immediately. Be careful, the voice orders. Okay, David says and turns the gas off again. Let's go to the kindergarten, David says to Nancy, feeling that they will not drink tea today. No, I want some tea and bread with butter, Nancy says angrily. Well, let's try to warm up the kettle again, her brother says and turns the gas on. The telephone rings, and this time their mother orders to turn the gas off. Then, she explains everything. At last, Nancy and David drink tea and go to the kindergarten.